release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
And Butterbirthday, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. What's up? What's happening? What's happening? Coming at you live from David Mashabela Studios. If you want to use the studios, just email podcast@mashabela.co.za. Ghost Lady's here. Yep. Sol is here. Yep. I am here. All the props are here. Yeah, I is here. Mesh is here. Yes, Black Key is here.
Kezo.
Man, fuck, I'm hanging, bro. I had a rough night last night, man.
You know, how I knew you were hanging?
Yeah,
you were drinking my heel.
Yeah. I was at Len's house, so we drank too much last night. Too much grandeur.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you kept one bottle for
was
us.
Was it worth it? Had fun though.
Yeah, it was dope.
Oh, awesome.
Always a good time.
Nothing.
What you guys been up to?
Life.
Yeah, man, life. Trying our best.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you do like on a normal day, bro?
I just chill. I work. When I get home, I just chill.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just chill.
That's
it? If I don't have a company, I just chill, you know, literally.
Yeah.
But it's fine. It's fun like that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm at peace like that.
Anyway, so much happened this week. So much to get into, bro.
Fuck, a whole lot.
Where do you want to start? Where do you guys want to start? Should we start with Busta? Busta
9 to 9? Oh, gosh. That guy.
He was busting 9 to 9.
Guys, but not on the real, though. What a mess, eh?
Yeah.
So explain, what happened?
So there was a live. Which account did the live come out of?
I think one of the girls.
Okay, so Busta was at his place, and his studio was at his place.
Yeah.
And one of the girls went live straight from Busta's house.
Ish.
Right? And someone said, I know these girls. Mm. One is 14, if not all of them.
Yeah.
They're underage. Mm. And so that thing then trended. Mm. And Busta then drops a statement.
Mm-hmm.
Busta's statement says, these girls are artists and they bumped into Busta and his crew in the evening when he was from a gig and they said, please, Busta, make us stars. You know? And Busta was like, no problem. We're going straight to the studio now. And these girls were at Busta's house for 2 days. And in the live, one is not wearing clothes. She's wrapped in a towel.
4 days. Ooh. 4 days.
4 days.
Yeah. 4 days.
Jesus Christ. 4 days.
Yeah.
Oh. Yo. So one is then is wearing a towel and there's alcohol there, Hennessy's.
It was a mess, bro.
And then he drops a statement. So like, he's quiet, right? He goes quiet. And I was wondering, what the fuck? Where is this guy? He's not going to say anything or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or maybe he's probably like watching his favorite TV program, Zone 14.
He was basically just binge watching.
So he drops a statement. Statement says, no, these girls, we picked them up and we went to the studio to record with them. And the one that was wearing a towel, she needed to shower. I mean, they were at my place. We were recording.
Obviously,
we were hard at work
in
studio. You know, we were making all these songs in the studio. And the girl was taking a shower. And then he says, the alcohol... There, they made sure that they didn't drink.
Yeah.
They were responsible enough to say, the little ones mustn't drink. The underage ones shouldn't touch the alcohol. Only the adults. And he says his woman was there also.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, who buys that, bro?
Dude.
Wow.
Like, so you're responsible enough to discern that, okay, the kids are not going to have the alcohol, only the adults. But what about... that responsibility when you're going to take 14-year-olds in the evening and take them home.
Do you think he knew they were 14?
I mean, you could see
those
are kids, bro.
Kids.
You know that 14-year-olds look old, like 18, 19, but those are kids. You could see those are kids, bro.
Mm.
You get me? And also, and one of the girls posted on Facebook.
Yeah.
Her name on Facebook is Umfazi Gastito. Imagine you're 14 and you're Umfazi Gastito someone, and that's the name you run with on Facebook.
Yeah.
And she was like, people can't tell her ish. There's going to be an episode 2 of the live. She's going to go back to Buster's house because her dreams are there. That's where her dreams can actually happen. Her dreams are there at Buster's house.
Can't the state open a case? Because they're minors.
Oh, yes. I think they can, but they can't prove there was sex that happened. That's another problem, right?
Like, for who to open a case, though? Who must open a case?
The state can.
Okay.
Because they're underage.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, but it'll be hard for them to prove, because at the end of the day, they need the girls to say what went down, you know?
Do you think he smashed all of them?
Sure.
I do not know.
Probably
bro.
Did, no?
Yeah, but there's obviously other guys now in the studio, so you never know. Umuntu's bambele or whatever the case was.
Yes, I want to listen to the songs.
Now they're forced to record songs with these girls.
Yeah, like, we want songs now.
Yeah.
We want them to be superstars now. Let's hear them. Let's see how
you know when you make
this.
A song, generally there's a key. It's to a certain key. I think the songs he made with these girls are to the key of F minor.
He's there in the minors.
Because that's what he's doing, right?
Yeah. It's in the minor range,
F's a minor.
No, but clearly it shows that this guy has been doing this, but now that he's famous, like, he never thought it would go out because he's not probably used to being famous.
Thank you. That's another issue, bro. Like, it's normalized, you know? It's what happens in the hood. Mm. And also another problem I have, because, look, I mean, I stay in an area where, like, 14-year-olds get up to ish, and you can see that this girl, I mean, she's in high school or maybe primary school, but you can see, Njele, she's drinking ciders and all that. And if you're a grown guy and you come across a girl who you can see has been getting dick, even though she's 14, it doesn't make it right for you to further take advantage of her, right? Because it's like coming across a child who's lost in the evening, right? The worst you could do is just leave her. But if you're going to take her, then because you're saying, you're already sexually active and you're throwing yourself
and exploit
at me,
them further.
And that's you're just, exploiting them further. Now, that is fucked up. So and the parents also are to blame as well. And I'm not taking any responsibility away from Buster, but yo, dude, your kids, did they report them missing? I mean, the kids are missing.
Yeah, they were looking
and it's
for
4 days.
They were
so
looking
like,
for them. Oh, good then. But still, though, man, like, it's.
Dude, imagine that's your daughter, bro.
Yo.
Ooh, bro.
Hey.
Fuck. I clearly failed to some degree if my kid, she's 14, she wants to be around cognac bottles, she wants to live in a studio, she wants to rock with these guys who are famous. Clearly there's something I did wrong also as a parent.
But I get it, everyone wants to shake their thong in Dubai, huh? That's the new thing now.
Hey. So annoying, that thing. So annoying, you know? So like, bro, the whole thing is it's a mess, bro.
Yeah. By the way, congratulations to Babes Wodumo.
Oh, yes! Shout out to Babes. Shout out to Mambincha. Congratulations. Welcome to parenthood.
Does that mean when I did the interview, she was pregnant?
Yes.
But we were downing those grandeurs, bro.
Hey, dog. Hey, man.
Hey.
Hey, man.
To each pregnancy, to their own.
Because I can see her snaps, and she's been posting the kid for like 2-3 weeks now.
Mm.
So I thought it was like public knowledge, but it wasn't.
Nah, she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Hey.
And what's the baby's name called? SpongeBob.
No, is there a name released?
Yeah.
Oh.
SpongeBob or something.
No,
Sponge.
Sponge.
Yeah, Sponge.
You know, but maybe.
Wait, name is Spongy?
Guys.
No, come on.
I kid you not.
No, come on.
Maybe it's like a pet name.
That name sucks.
You know?
Sponge.
Can't be. Sponge.
Koning Garden Zin.
Now, Koning Garden Zin.
Did you guys listen to Big Cousin's track with Ifani?
Trash. That shit is trash, bro. Hey, what shit is trash?
Have you heard it,
Ghost
Lady?
That is so disgusting.
Yeah,
like,
not even the title itself is disgusting. Why would Big Cousin do that? Big Cousin was onto something. I mean,
who
he still is.
Who is this Big Cousin guy?
Okay, so there's a rapper. His name is what's his name? SOS. His name is SOS, right? Guy can rap.
Yeah.
Then he created a persona, an alter ego, called Big Xhosa. That's him when he's wearing a wig. And then he dropped a song dissing all the rappers in South Africa, well, majority of the rappers, over the Tupac beat, Hit Him Up beat.
Oh, okay.
Right? Mm. That shit went viral. He went viral and he started dropping some little videos on social media, Big Xhosa, yeah, whatever, 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 whatever. Then recently he dropped a song as himself, SOS, where he actually raps.
Like, oh, so he can rap.
J. Cole rap. Yeah, wow. rap. He's good. Mm. He dropped a song featuring Big Xhosa. A freestyle, actually. It was actually dope. And yeah, man. And now he did a song with iFunny. I mean, when he's done so well to penetrate the game, and then the song's titled Kukendala.
What does that mean?
Old pussy.
Old chicken.
Old chicken.
Ikuku or inkuku?
Old chicken.
Mm. Wait. Ikuku or inkuku?
Old pussy.
Old pussy. Ikuku. Yeah, not inkuku. Not inkukendala. No. Not hard body. Pussy. Even though he would say some cuckoos doesn't belong to hot bodies, but he meant I cuckoo endala.
I saw the video. It's terrible,
song.
Man.
Oh. The song disgusting. Was terrible, though. I mean, look, we don't take Big Xhosa as a serious rapper. That was never the intention. He's a gimmick. And I mean, the diss track wasn't even serious, but it made us laugh. And I was expecting something like that, but that thing is not laughable.
Mm.
I cuckoo endala. It's just bad music and it's... Bleh.
Well, we're talking about him. So well,
exactly. That's
working?
What I was just about to say.
Leaves a bad taste in the mouth.
We're talking about it. Wasn't that the aim? So we've achieved the purpose because they were trying to obviously get us talking. Like, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well done to them then. Still a shit song, though. But, well, we were talking about it, but still a horrible
And everyone
song.
Is going to be curious to go listen to the track.
True. Like Spiral. So many people have been watching Spiral.
Oh, for
right?
Yeah.
I think like the sponsors are proud of us.
Oh.
Like, for real. You redeemed yourself.
So many people. Like so many people.
Yeah.
Like someone, I woke up to a tweet, someone saying they want to slap me when they see me because they're 20 minutes into Spiral and they're loving it. So I'm like, all right, man, different strokes. You know, different strokes.
And that's how it turns out. Even when I apparently like spoke bad of a certain sponsor,
yeah,
the sponsor was happy.
Yes. See? Because it trended and people were like,
yeah,
hey, man,
curious.
These prices are ridiculous. What kind of prices are these? Digi tickets, right?
And like,
oh,
yeah.
They loved it. That, exactly.
Oh, yeah. By the way, speaking about Digi Ticket, I'd like to thank all the chillers who have used their app.
Mm.
They have Digi Ticket premium membership that allows you 4 free nights per month on their app. So subscribe to Digi Ticket premium membership if you are a regular traveler.
Oh, dope. Four free nights.
4 free nights.
And it's a black-owned company, which is why we love it so much. Shout out to DigiTicket, man. They show us so much love.
So much love. Shout out. I want to be a premium. I want 4 free nights. As long as it's not at Buster's house, it's 4 free nights. I'm down.
Hey, you get a track, you know, you get to be a superstar, you know.
if Jeffrey Epstein was still alive, as soon as he lands in SA, he goes straight to Buster's house. What you got, my bro? Did you guys check out Checkpoint? You didn't check out Checkpoint?
I didn't check out Checkpoint.
What happened? No.
They were talking about the whole Shimza Sumizi saga with that whole tender.
Oh, that whole cook-off. Mm. That was supposed to hang out at the hangout between Sumizi and the Minister of Tourism.
Mm.
What happened to that? Apparently, it didn't happen.
No, did it happen?
What happened?
It happened. The cook-off, did it happen?
I think it did.
No, the cook-off.
No, the cook-off didn't happen.
It didn't.
Yeah, because no, of course there was going to be chaos. And
so what's the story?
No, the story there is like what everybody's suspecting, that it was via tender. But, you know, I don't like talking about Shimza because the sound might not work on this episode. We might lose the video. So I'm keeping my mouth shut. If you want to find out, Google it.
Go to catch up.
Yeah. But it's crazy, man. But those shit happens, man. That stuff happens all the time.
Which stuff?
You know, where you get a brown envelope between celebrities and politicians.
Oh, all the time, bro. Yes.
It's nothing new, man.
All the time, bro. It's we're so used to it in this country, and we're not mad enough, you know, over the gross corruption and everything else that is happening. Lockdown, we're being told alcohol must close now on weekends and whatnot. How is that going to help the whole COVID thing? People need vaccines, but money's not being chowed. So, and we're not angry enough, bro. We're so chilled with like You know, Minister of Health is involved in corruption now. Okay, whatever.
He's vaccines in suspension right now.
Exactly. Like, we're just so calm, and that's the problem, right? People keep getting away with murder and bad
things.
And
I was listening to that commission, and they had like Melusi Gigaba, ne? Like on it, right? And you know, it's just like the discussion of money is in the booty and in any, how everything was paid in cash, collecting monies from the Guptas. And it's just like, it's things that just frustrates you, how this is just common, you know? This brown envelope, bags and money exchange.
Would you take a brown envelope?
Of course.
Exactly. You take one as well?
I would.
Yeah?
No. I would.
Nah, no, I wouldn't. Hey, bro. Man, like, once you take an envelope, they own you, bro.
No, it depends, obviously. Yeah, it depends under the context,
yeah.
Right? If I'm going to be owned, hell no. Yeah. But, I mean, if some minister loves me a lot and they're like, yo, I'm fine, I need 3 million to come MC an event, right? I just want 500K or 2 million of that. It's fine.
Mm.
Yeah, dude, let's be honest. We are angry, but let's be for real. If we had the chance to child money. If we had the chance to child money,
yeah,
we would.
Yeah.
Everybody complains, but we would.
Hands in the air. Who would take a brown envelope here? Let me just see. Just you, I.
Ah, man, you don't pitch up at work when your salary doesn't show up. Of course you would. Money's everything to you. Put your hand up, man. You know you. Put your hand up. Wow, so only him.
Yeah.
Guys, let's stop the bullshit. We know the truth. We know what's up.
How many guys are in the studio right now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It should be
like
guys.
70-80%. I'm not saying everybody has, you know, some people are like that, like for real. But let's be honest, guys.
You think about it. Mesh just said put up his hand now. It's like, you know what? You are right.
I was reading an article, and the French, like, if you are in SA and from France, they've got a vaccine, so you can get vaccinated.
Whoa, so the French are vaccinating their own people?
Yeah, in SA.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
They don't even trust our government.
And it's a different vaccine from
ours. Of course. I mean, the J&J vaccines are contaminated, apparently. You know, there's something wrong with those vaccines.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't blame the French government. That's what a government does. It looks out for its people because it's through its people that whoever is in government is there to begin with.
And did you see, like in New York, they lifted all the restrictions.
Yeah, they've lifted all the restrictions.
Thank you. Everything That's what happens back to 100%. When you vaccinate people. That's what happens when you vaccinate people. We were told for lockdown that the government needs time. They need like whatever, a month or whatever, to get their ducks in a row, to prepare for the influx of people into the public health system who are going to get this thing, right? How many? It's been a year now of lockdown. More than a year.
Oh. We're on a fucking third wave, bro.
In third wave right now.
We might even get fourth wave.
Mm.
It's ridiculous.
They're chowing money. See, bro, the French government shows up for its people. Its people show up for them at the election or the party that's in government. And the government shows up for its people. Yeah. That's how this shit fucking works. Not us fucking showing up every time for a party that never fucking shows up for its people.
I mean, even the Euros, like some stadiums are packed.
Yeah.
Life is normal, bro. Both
some soccer matches. Exactly, I've seen that. And it's like, watch, there's no mask on site. And people are just happy, like moving on. And you're like, Jesus.
But that's sad. The vaccine thing hurts me, man. It like, hurts, why do they chow the money? At least, like,
do the job and then chow the money.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a problem with chowing money to entrepreneurs and whoever. Just do the fucking job first and then chow the money.
Yeah.
The MEC of Education, I think it's the MEC of some province, posted a picture of toilets. I'll send them to you, Mash. You'll put them here. And he said, only the best. And those toilets, the urinals don't flush. The toilets, the walls are about a meter high, so you can see the next person in the toilet doing their thing. And to top it off, there's no doors.
Yeah.
What?
No doors.
So there's literally, no privacy at all.
Literally, when you pass, you can see someone doing the number two.
Oh, no.
And that's the best our government is doing for school kids. Like, chow the money, it's fine. Just build proper toilets, right? Chow the money, build proper toilets. Let the kids have some dignity and privacy when they do their thing.
Mm.
Then chow the money. Nah, what's wrong? Why can't you do that?
Yeah.
You know, so, hey, man, it's sad. State of affairs.
Speaking about the Euros, did you see when Ronaldo removed the Coke bottles?
Oh, flip, I saw that.
And replaced them with water.
With water.
Apparently, just from that, They lost $4 billion in market value.
Who believes that?
Coca-Cola.
Nah, that's bullshit.
Who kid you not? Serious?
Who believes that?
For real?
Which website you read that from? And is it reputable?
Yes.
No.
I kid you not, dog.
Who? What? So people started selling their Coke shares?
Yeah.
People started selling Coke shares because Ronaldo doesn't drink Coca-Cola?
He's an influencer, bro.
Nah. Mm. Yeah. He was just influencing eating right and a healthy lifestyle. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I saw that. I didn't believe it. Come on, bro. This is Coke we're talking about, man. It's going to be around forever.
Yeah.
We must send him a bottle of grandeur. He must move it there.
Yeah, that'll be sales for sure. Definitely.
Shit. Oh, yeah. Speaking about money, thanks to our friends at Know Your Cash, I've got a quiz I want us to play.
A quiz?
Know Your Cash.
Yes. Are you guys good at budgeting? Eh? Do you guys save even?
No, I'm bad. I'm used to be bad. I'm learning now.
Thank
goodness these guys came along. You know me and my history with my personal finances. Horrible.
Yeah.
So it's something I'm trying to get into.
Dude, I don't even have money to save. First of all, you got to make money to save money.
Ah, man, I think that's always the it's like a proverb now, you know, amongst people. There's no money to save, but I think there always is something you can save. You're not the poorest of the poor, bro. Come on now.
Eh?
The poorest of the poor can say that there's no money to save.
No, my money is like, it's from hand to mouth. When it comes in, it goes out. So there's nothing to
but
save.
But you can try the concept because you see now I'm like practicing the everyday other saving like a coin.
Yes,
you know, like putting
change.
Change.
You do that?
Yes.
Jeez, how much have you saved so far?
I think I've got about 4,000.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
From coins?
Yes.
You're lying.
For real, my woman does that too.
Yes.
Like just notes or no coins from change or whatever. You just keep them in the car and then later on you put them in a 2-liter bottle of cool drink. Those plastic ones. End of the year, you got like 12,000-14,000,
yes.
And you can take a trip.
That's
a short
my plan.
Lift.
Yeah, by December, I must have like at least 10,000, please.
Exactly, you can, dog. People do that. It's one effective way of noticing.
It's one effective
like
way.
Like people keeping coins.
Yeah. All right, so here's the quiz. You two can be a part of this quiz. I'll put the link in the description, and there's some cool prizes you can win after doing this quiz. All right, here we go. What is the purpose of a budget? A, to track your spending. B, to tell your money where to go. C, to plan your finances. Or D, all of the above. I am going for all the above. All the above.
What did you say?
A, to track your spending.
Mm-hmm.
B, to tell your money where to go. C, to plan your finances.
Yeah, it sounds like all of them.
That all of them,
right to me.
Yeah, all of the above.
Okay, let's click all the above.
Wait, what are you doing this quiz?
What are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah, is it on a website?
It's a website.
What is the website?
Know Your Cash Academy.
Your Cash
So
Academy.
Is it available for everybody to actually also do this quiz for you?
Yeah.
Cool.
You're going to post it. So
I'll put it in the link. Yes.
Dope.
Sweet,
okay,
sweet.
You can win prizes, yeah.
Okay. Dope.
What is an example of a flexible expense? Is it A, bond?
Did we get it right first?
I think it tells you after.
How many?
Yeah.
Okay.
B, school fees. C, groceries. D, all the above. What is an example of a flexible expense? This one. Ghost lady, you want to take this one? Groceries. Yeah, groceries are flexible.
I think groceries are flexible. One
bond is fixed.
Yes.
Yeah. Bond is fixed.
Yes.
Yeah, bond is fixed.
Yes, we are correct.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Next one. What kind of expense is rent on your budget? Is it A, fixed, B, variable, C, optional? It's not optional.
Some people disagree.
What can I do?
Definitely, what is it?
Fixed.
Definitely it's fixed. Yeah,
fixed. No, it's fixed, yeah.
Okay, let's go for A. We are right. Correct.
Yes.
Correct, mundo.
Yeah.
All right. Number four, disposable income is A, money that comes in each month. B, what is left after income minus expenses. C, what you save each month. D, money you don't have. Disposable income is money that comes in each month. What is left after?
Yeah.
Wait, that's a trick. Is this a trick question?
No, it's what is left. It's not tricky. Come on. It's what's left.
Nah.
Yeah, because that's disposable. That's usable.
You
can dispose of it.
Yes.
Exactly.
So
that's
C.
Disposable.
It's
yeah.
B. It's B.
It's money that's left after spending.
Yes.
And yeah, yes.
Yeah, so it's B, you're correct.
Oh, okay.
Okay, last one.
I must stop listening to Neo.
Yo, you're listening to Neo.
Pay yourself first is not A, saving into your emergency fund first. B, investing into your shares account first. C, only putting away money after your debit orders go off. D, setting up a stop order to go off immediately when your income is deposited. Hmm. Pay yourself first is not.
Pay yourself first is not.
Mm. Yeah, pay yourself first is not.
So one of these are not paying yourself first.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll say them again.
Yeah.
Saving into your emergency fund first.
That's must paying be yourself. Nice.
You guys have an emergency fund?
No.
But a funeral fund. In case I die, at least you can bury me.
Investing into your shares account first. C, only putting away money after your debit orders go off. And D, setting up a stop order to go off immediately when your income is deposited.
It's paying yourself after.
So it's C.
It's C. After your debit orders have gone off or whatever.
Yeah, correct.
Correct.
Oh, yay.
Ah, there's hope. There's hope.
You passed with flying colors. What's our prize? There we go. Water for you.
Ronaldo would be proud.
Can't for you.
Ronaldo would be proud.
Oh, shit. What else am I missing, Ben? What else happened this week? What did I miss?
Guys, I went to a medium. Remember we spoke about it. Would you ever go to a medium?
You went to a medium?
I did.
You're kidding.
I know.
You went to a medium?
So, yeah.
What kind?
Like a medium.
Okay.
Like, obviously, to, you know, like, okay, remember we had a recent passing in the family.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yes.
So it was that kind of like, you know, that deserve, like, you just want to know, you know, was it the time? Was it all like, you know, could have, was there a way of maybe like stopping it? And, so, you know, like those kind of answers that you may have if someone passes. You know?
Yes.
So, okay, fine. Like, actually went with my sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was the one who was like, no, let's really go there. Like,
how much is it?
Actually, the consultation was $550.
$550.
Yes.
Okay.
It was
for
a session. Like for 30 minutes.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Okay. In fact, it was around the area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it a black lady, white lady?
No. What? Like this was the thing. It was a white person.
Okay.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, at some point, actually, when I was there, I was like, you know what? This is like consultation, like, you know, going to a sangoma, like, honestly, guys.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Yes.
Because I was like, okay, I'm not a fan of like the tarot cards, you know, that reading, those tarot
cards
reading.
Yeah, tarot cards.
But so when I was there, I was like, you know what? For the sake of the podcast, you know, for the sake of content, let me go for this. Like, yay, let me know. So I'm asking questions there. And, you know, obviously the person is like, okay, all right. You know, decks out the cards, tells me like everything looks good, this side, but this side doesn't look good.
Wow.
There is some problems lurking. Watch what.
This is you.
This is me.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, I don't understand. But it just seemed, it was like you, the message there was, you need to now seek who is the message for. Because obviously the other side was not for you.
Mm.
It's someone in your life that needs this. So it was like this, a person, in fact, they were saying that it's a guy.
Okay.
Yes, it's a man who has to make things right with another man, like maybe like a father figure or a boss. So it was just so weird, but it's for some person, and it's like basically just wait. They need to work on their own. I guess it's so complex. I don't know. I can't even remember the whole thing, but it was a message for someone else. Now I have to find out who is that person that needs to make it right with an elderly man in their family.
Is that you, Saul?
Yeah.
Hey, get up. Hey,
because,
get up,
because, wait, because the message was that, or else it would lead to a death.
Yo!
So that
heavy.
Was like freaky. Like,
so a man must work out things with another man.
With an elderly man.
Who's still, they're both still alive.
Yes, they're both still alive. Yeah. So, yeah, they have to, like, you know.
Who do you think they're talking about?
I was so confused, eh? Like, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, you start thinking of your own siblings, the other people in the family, but, like, I don't know. It's like, this is, but it seems like it's inner problems of this person. So it's like, someone needs to confide in me and say, listen, I got problems.
Mm.
And I'm trying to work it out, but my issues are towards this elderly
man.
Yeah.
And money, is the podcast going to make money?
You see, I was waiting for that.
Yes, you know,
because I was like, my career, you know, what are they saying? My career, everything, like, I could see the person is like struggling. I was like, okay, no, it's fine. We can move on.
Yeah.
Because, but in the reading, they were like, no, everything is perfect for you, your career. You're in the right path. Don't move. Don't do nothing. Good. It was like, everything is like stable on your side.
Mm.
But then there was this side that was just weird. Like, there's a message for someone who's connected to you. And it's like.
But she didn't tell you how this person is connected to you?
No.
I mean, there's so many people connected to you. I'm connected to you.
Yes.
Everybody in this room is connected to you.
Yeah.
So like, really, that's.
So it was but at the end of it, I just from my, it was like, this is like a bougie way of consulting with Sangoma. With it, it's a Sangoma. It's the
was
same
it worth
thing.
It though?
What can I say? Yes, but no.
Mm.
Mostly no, because I feel like I'm also very spiritually connected to my own mind and understanding. So it didn't enlighten me. It was just like some things you can just see
by your own self. Genuinely gifted? Sounds like she's a bit of a chancer.
Exactly. Yeah.
You just know? See someone black and like, you know, someone with father issues.
Exactly.
Most of ours run away anyway. So it's like, that's how the black people, there's someone with problem with an elderly man.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? So it was very like, I'm like, okay, sometimes, because I think what I was wishing for, it's more of that, you know what, so and so from your past is actually stepping forward and they're saying, oh, they're happy. Oh, are you part of a podcast? I'm seeing, instead of me giving them information, you understand?
The good ones.
Oh,
just
are you a mother? Like, I'm seeing that they're saying they love your son. Does your son's name start with, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that kind of, but it was like, you're waiting for me to feed you information.
Nah, chance.
And wait, so it's like, give it to me.
I
can't talk
things.
Too much.
Nah, chancer.
Yeah.
And I think it's unfair for me to say she's a chancer, because maybe I feel like mediums, there are some people they genuinely connect with and some people don't.
Mm. Hence I'm saying, yeah.
I've never come across one who says, with you, I'm not connecting anything. I'm really good at what I do, but sadly, I'm not. Here's your money. There's the door. Instead of feeding me some bullshit, because some people are that desperate for answers, you give them anything, they hold on to it, right?
I think so, we had a whole lot of quiet moments, even in that like consultation.
They must just be honest.
Like,
if you're not getting anything,
I could
I asked
a question. I was like, okay.
I think if we went, they'd say the podcast is going to get cancelled. Something new.
Yeah. It's fine.
We get cancelled every week.
Every week you get cancelled.
I guess something, you know.
Hey, but I'm afraid of those things, man. Imagine they tell you like the woman you're with is not your woman. Like, you're not going to be, you know what I mean?
Someone told me that, man. Yeah. I went to some hostel by Dobsonville or somewhere in Soweto. And this old man is like, and I was in a long distance relationship. My woman then had moved to KZN.
But
right?
They were
she
right.
Was going through her own thing.
Are you still together? they were right, though.
They're good. Yeah, they're good. They're all right. They're good. They had a business and the business didn't really work out, but they're good. They're good.
Okay. What did they say?
She said, I must break up with her. She's bewitching me. I'm like, do you know Dima Kato? Like, do you know the person you're talking about? She's an accountant. She just goes to work and goes back to her apartment.
Yeah.
Like, literally, bro. She's I'm like, nah, bullshit.
And what did you do? Did you break up with her?
Lawyer.
Yeah? Did you break up
no,
with her?
No, smashed for like the next 2 years or so. We broke up because of the long distance relationship, right? Yeah. But no, I was like, that's bullshit. And I wasn't cheating, you know? So I was like, nah, man, I'm only smashing one person. And no ways. So I felt like that was just bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, that was just bullshit.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, and then he came through to my place, right, to do some stuff and check out some stuff. And I think he just.
What do you mean, to do what stuff?
Huh?
What stuff?
Oh, yeah, like to...
What stuff is he doing?
I was hoping he doesn't ask. I was like, oh, fuck. Hope he doesn't ask. Wait. Go back. What stuff? No, man, like it's to, like, as a protection. There's some rituals, you know, that you needed to do.
Yeah.
Like, qinisinku. They call it qinisinku.
Oh.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Mm. And so... When he came, first, it was not that. First, it was he needed to do something, but by my place where I stay. So he came through, And if I, then he said, no, we need to still say English because I'm getting some vibes.
Mm. You
know? Like, so, yeah, I'm getting some horrible vibes.
I mean, it's Hillbro after all. I mean,
no, this wasn't in Hillbro.
Oh,
shit. You think I'm
getting
to...
I'm getting some summit vibes.
No, man, this was in 2012.
Mm.
The guy who was driving at YFM, the driver, Usfiso, hardcore Zulu guy. He's the one who referred me.
Remember Usfiso,
right?
Yes,
big Zulu guy.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
He's the one who referred me to this guy. Why would think? Do you think I ended up at a hostel?
Oh, yeah, so you were saying, you acted like you just bumped into him.
Who?
The person that you now was telling you all of this. Oh, okay.
No, Usfiso. I was like, hey, Usfiso, bro, I want to go check out my things. You know, I was like, I know a guy. Go to this guy.
So you went to consult?
Yes, I went to consult. Oh, that's okay. When I was told that my girlfriend, young lawyer. Ish. And I was like, bullshit. And then it's like, yeah, but we need to go, you know, to Qinisa, do some stuff. And when you got there, it's like, no, we need to now Qinisa the yard. You know, it's going about 20 grand. I'm like, woo! What? You know?
And so did they not tell you about gambling? Be careful.
He didn't. Funny enough, there was a medium, a sangoma, who said something similar to that, right? Mm. This was, we were shooting my music video for my song, Uhuru.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you watch that song, there's a sangoma in that song.
Oh, yeah.
And her children are dancing in their traditional attire.
Yeah.
She literally did a reading on me without even me asking.
Yeah.
So we're in between scenes, setting up, and the spirit overcame her. And she said something like that. She said, I see you making money, lots of money, but it's going to come and it's going to go.
Mm.
I see women, you'll have money problems. Money will come. You won't have a problem making money, but you'll have a problem retaining money and actually keeping money, right? Which has been my thing for the longest time.
Mm.
So that was the correct reading. And she passed away, funny enough. But you can see on my music video. And she passed away. May her soul rest in peace. So
yeah, she knew her cash.
Yeah. Yeah. She knew her cash.
You know?
So I feel like people... There's like really good mediums, but they can't connect with everybody.
Yeah,
I don't know how they connect with people, whether it's through our ancestors, but I feel like they can't connect with every ancestor that walks in through, or a person, or yeah, ancestors of anyone who walks in through their doors. And they must just be honest that I'm not connecting. Maybe you were referred to me by someone I've helped or by another healer, but it's beyond me. This one, I can't help you.
So, don't you think maybe it's like, once they commercialize it, it becomes an issue. Because now you want to read everybody and just people must like, because now you just want money.
It's money.
Whereas if you are really gifted, it's like you need to be led.
Mm.
Like, oh, you know what? I've got a message for you.
Mm.
And it's genuine, you know? Like, I think
That's what that once happened to me. I was at Brie. Some guy comes up to me. He's like, you're going to go overseas. I'm still waiting.
Now, those guys at Breeze are scammers, bro. Those guys will scam you.
Yo.
You'll see them sitting there in a row, right? Like 4 or 5 of them. And if you're just curious to wonder what the fuck is going on, he just tells you some garbage. You know? Tells you some garbage. Like, don't get into the yellow taxi. You're going to see a yellow taxi. Don't fucking get in there. You're like, yeah, you. I'm seeing your father. Come here. Grab that seat. Scammers. Taxi rank. Sangomas. Scammers. And the guy's got like tattoos. You can see. And I'm just... People are desperate, bro.
Pume San City.
People are desperate. Yes. He's fresh from Sun City. And he's thinking, how can I scam these people? You know, people are desperate for answers, desperate for money, for success. You know? So anyone who comes across pretending or claiming to be a medium, you get taken for a ride, man.
Hectic, man.
Yeah.
I got a question I want to ask you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
So imagine, right?
Yeah.
You go to a lodge.
A lodge? Ne? Okay.
With your side.
Mm.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not the main, the side.
The side.
Okay.
When you get to the lodge.
Yeah.
You see your friend's girlfriend there.
Eesh.
With her side.
Hey. Ooh. Ah, well, it's equal grounds. You.
What do you do? Do you tell your friend?
And she knows my main.
Yeah.
And you also know
her main.
Okay.
What do you guys do?
We become friends there even more. We just like come together, Because we're all doing the same thing.
So you're not going to tell me?
Oh, you
I'll
said
tell my
other
friend,
one.
Bro. I'll tell my friend. Now I'll tell my friend.
Oh, it's the friend.
I tell my friend. Because if my person is getting child and my friend knows, I want my friend to tell me.
But then your main is going to find out that you were there with the side chick.
Exactly. Ah, no.
Ah, bro.
Minangifanayo. Ah, no. Clinking. I'm
nah,
protecting.
Man. Bro's
I'm
over.
Protecting, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I don't care. I'm telling my homie, bro, that, yo.
You're telling your homie?
Yeah, I'm telling my homie that, bruh. Yeah, I don't care.
Well, Zella 99.
Yeah.
But guess what?
But then she's
going
to
be spiteful and go, oh, you know what? Let me go tell your woman.
It's cool. It's a price worth paying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For real.
Wow.
For real, dog. I can't. Dude, my homie, and me, I know. What kind of friend would I be? I tell, bro.
Yeah, you're a real one, eh?
I'm a real one, bro. They don't make them my list anymore. Now I tell. I'm telling.
What if I give you a brown envelope to keep quiet?
Yeah, you were talking. Yeah, talking. Give me a brown envelope. It's cool. Give me a brown and bumble also.
Nah,
that's
nah,
fine.
Nah, I'm kidding. Oh.
That'll suffice also. My lips are sealed for life. That's the only two brown things I'm taking.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ghost lady, you take it to the grave.
I'm taking it to the grave.
Yeah?
I'm taking it to the grave, guys. No. I'm just, but I'll be honest with you. I'll speak with your girl. Like, okay, you know what? Lalel.
Smash somewhere else. Choose another lodge.
Yeah. I must never find you again.
Me, I think I'd smash my friend's girlfriend. She's already giving it up. Might as well.
What the fuck? Yo, what?
And you thought I'm worse?
What kind of friend are you? Darling,
you fool, no?
What kind of friend are you, man? What kind of friend are you, man? What friend does that, bro?
Oh, shit. All right, I got another question.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather sit in a cake and eat a dick or sit on a dick and eat a cake?
Would I rather sit on a cake and eat a dick?
Yeah.
Or eat a dick and sit on a cake.
Yeah.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
No.
Yo, would I rather sit on a cake and eat a dick or eat a dick and sit on a cake? That's the same thing.
Eh?
That we both sit on
I'm
a cake.
I'm getting it wrong. Eh? Would you rather eat a cake and sit on a dick or sit on a dick, eat a cake? Am I getting it right?
No. I think he's saying, would you rather sit on a cake and eat a dick or sit on a dick and eat a cake?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that, bro. I'd rather sit on a cake.
Sit on a cake.
And eat a dick.
Yeah.
And eat a...
I'd rather, bro. I mean, this is an ultimatum, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do either, like, on any day. But yeah, I'd rather eat a dick and sit on a cake.
Eat a dick
and sit on a cake. Then to be fucked.
So you're
trying to get fucked.
I want
to
establish, is this a hard dick?
Oh, yeah. Good question.
I didn't ask questions here.
Good question.
You know, hey. It's okay to sit on a soft dick.
Good question. Yeah, is a dick hard?
So you'd rather eat a dick?
Yeah, than sit on a cake.
Okay, and you
get penetrated by a dick, bro.
That's how I asked. So it's a penetrated.
It's Prince KB vibes.
Damn it.
What would you do, Aya?
Yeah, man.
What would you do?
I'd go home.
Good answer, man.
Basically, answer. I'm not taking the brown envelope.
Hey, Ghost Lake, what would you do?
Okay, I'd sit on the cake.
And eat a dick.
But it's easy. It's she's a female. Right? She's a fur to answer. She's a straight female. It's easy for her to answer,
right?
This.
Huh?
So it's a nugget dick, right?
Exactly. She'll do both. Right? You just need two cakes. Go buy another cake. Look, it's easy for
you
her
mean
to
my
answer
cake?
That, man. Like, yeah, I mean, it's easy for her. Because, I mean, it's easy for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's probably done everything except for, like, sit on a cake.
Mm. Yeah, let me try sitting.
Exactly.
Yeah, let me try
sitting. I've never taken a dick in my mouth or ass. So it's difficult to answer,
so let me sit on the cake. You know, it's a... For the podcast, for content. Mm. I'll report on it later. Mm.
Okay. Mm. You'll let us know how it works.
And then what do you, what would you do?
Hi.
Hey, what would you do?
It's between you guys.
Hey. You answered the previous one. You answered the previous one. What would you do? So tell us now.
What? So you sit in a cake, eat a dick, or sit in a dick while eating a cake? Woo.
Magic,
Shit. Mm. Damn. You're right, eh? This is a vendor dick or...
Yeah, it's a vendor
dick. You need to ask questions. Plus, you need to prove that
or
you're
a
not...
Or a petty dick. Which dick is it?
It's a vendor dick. It's a vendor dick, dog.
And you need to prove that you're not homophobic, plus.
Oh, yeah. Also, you got to prove that you're not homophobic,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Damn
so,
it.
I think you could eat the cake.
Yeah, you need to eat the cake.
Eat the cake.
Mm-hmm.
Sit on the dick.
Yeah. I'd rather eat a dick.
Yeah. You can always goggle your mouth or whatever. When something goes up your ass, there's no coming back from that shit. You're gone. It's gone, bro.
Everything is out.
Everything is out.
You're out.
It's gone.
You're out of the cupboard.
Exactly. It's gone, bro. So I'm not taking chances. You can always, there's Listerine. I'm getting everything at the pharmacy. Clean out the whole shelf. Right? Once everything, something is up there. Hey, dog. I've only had one thing go up there. It's those pills. What do they call them?
Suppositories. Suppositories.
That's the only thing I've had go
all the
up
guys
my
know
ass
suppositories.
In my
you
entire
heard
life.
Suppositories. Oh.
In my entire
What's
life.
That? What's that?
Suppositories.
What is that?
It's the tablets that you take that you insert up your
bum.
For
up
what?
Your ass.
For what? No.
After an operation,
pain.
It's for
after
pain.
An operation,
but it's for pain.
It's for pain.
Yeah, they help for pain.
Take them up the ass, the pills.
Especially after circumcision, I think with guys. I think
yeah, hospital circumcision with guys.
Or if you hadn't had an operation of some sort,
Around that area, and then,
around the
so,
area.
So that
yeah.
pain, exactly.
So you're telling me a girl has never put a finger up your ass?
Never. They've all suggested. I said no.
Do you know?
To try to put a finger in my ass. I said, no. Fuck that shit. Jeez. I'm like, no.
Are you scared you're gonna like it?
No. I heard I'm supposed to like it because apparently we've got a
that's
G-spot.
What a G-spot is.
That's exactly, yeah. right? Mm. So, I'm not afraid I'm gonna like it. If there was a way of stimulating that G-spot without anything going in my ass, I try it out, right? But the thought of something, like, it's like, yo.
When you're coming, you're not thinking. So who knows? Maybe they did slip that finger up and you didn't know.
Well, I think wow. you'd feel.
Now you'd feel it. But I'm a virgin, remember, down there. So I'd feel it, definitely.
Oh. Mm.
Have you tried to put a finger up Naga's ass?
No, we've got
She's
other...
She's not going to tell us.
Of course not. No, I've never.
Yeah.
No. I always have... Plus, I've always have... My nails are manicured. Imagine.
Mm.
You know, so... Mm. I know it works. I know girls who do it. Ooh. They make sure that one finger is not manicured. That finger Ooh. That goes...
Mesh, have
That's
you?
How you spot a woman who slips her finger up.
When one
when
is
one
just
plain.
When one
finger is just very plain. And it's like, why is this
That's
finger
the
never
finger
manicured?
That's the finger that does the dirty work.
Oh, yeah.
Never. There must be nothing going up there.
Nothing goes, bro. Yeah. Nothing should be going up
I
there.
I don't
man.
Think any man
it's
will ever
way.
Admit to it.
Okay.
Yes.
If I give I you would. A brown
I've
envelope,
had many
I'm
conversations
kind of
with women, and the women were like, yo, what am I busy doing it? Hey, I put it in there. But none of those guys will ever admit and say, yeah.
I'd admit, though.
If
like,
I give
if
you,
it happened, I
if I give you a brown envelope?
That's easy.
To take it up the ass?
Yeah,
no, I wouldn't take it.
The finger.
The finger?
No, I wouldn't. How much is it? Wait, how much are we talking about? How much is it? How, like, much is it?
How big is the finger?
How much?
Which one are you asking? How many fingers?
No, no, one finger. One finger. One finger, guys. One, please. Please, one finger.
Yeah.
How much, though?
Let's say 1 million.
Oh, take it. Oh, come on.
Nah.
Yeah, I'll take it. I mean, it's a woman's finger. It's my woman. Or even any woman, as long as it's a female's finger, take it. It's
a
fine.
Million Zim dollars.
That's 499 cents.
Nah, forget it, bro. Nothing's gonna shona up my ass. Not for Zim dollars. Nothing gonna shona up my ass for shit. Zim dollars. Leave.
You're not gonna bulawa yo for that.
Yeah, I'm gonna be, yeah. Yeah, trying to put my finger in my harar rear. And shit. What's wrong with you? Get out of here. Some garbage. Trying to do that to me. Fuck out of here.
Shit. And then Busta 929 comes out. I heard ass. Hey, what's happening, guys?
Nah, bro, it's a grown man ass. Get out of here. Right?
Not your type.
Yeah, it's not your
not
type.
Not your type, fam. Too not your type.
Anyway, almost out of here, man. Anything that I'm leaving out, cause lady.
No. We're good. We're good.
Are you crying today?
Yeah.
Penduka.
We got duped. The couplets don't exist.
They don't exist.
Yeah, the 10 babies.
Yo.
Fakes. Fake story. Fake
lie.
News. Crazy, right? That and that woman made a video. I saw that video. Of that that lady, that's taller lady. She made a video.
She made a video.
Yeah, I didn't even listen, but I was like, is this lady okay? Beat Rampedi retweeted it on shit. And I was like, is this woman okay? Kari Azitimzala.
Because like, she went to the hospitals now. She went to Steve Biko claiming that she had the babies at Louis Pasteur Hospital. This is in Pretoria now. These are hospitals in Pretoria.
Yes.
And yeah, and said that no, but that at Louis Pasteur they said that they're gonna transfer the babies that side. And then now both hospitals were called and they were like, eh, we don't know nothing. So imagine that whole run around and like it just it's almost like she was also trying to continue this lie.
But Upit is a journalist, yeah.
Yes,
we saw the picture with him and the couple. But yeah, now it's a journalist. I mean, you've got those H's and W's, right? Of a story. Why didn't you do his research? Like, honestly, if whether they approached him or not, but I mean, he's a professional journalist, guys. You've got a methodology of how you do things and run a story, and you fact check and check all these things. Even us, when we talk about some stuff, I can pop up my phone and check. So, of course, you can't just take a picture with a pregnant woman who claims that she's looking at like 8 or 7 babies, and then after the birth, you don't verify that it was actually 8 or 9 or 10, and then you just publish the story.
Dude.
Yo.
But why are they even lying about that? Hey, the things
I don't
people
know,
do.
It's crazy, right?
Mm.
Let's call Pete.
I don't have his number. Do you have his number?
Oh, he also didn't give you his tens.
It's all a lie.
No, man. Guys
oh,
must be
man.
Professional, man. That was, yeah. I mean, the story travels. It's all over. It's in Uzbekistan. It's in Guatemala and Panama and all over the funny corners of the world.
I'm sure the world, that world book of records, you know.
Well, Guinness Book of Records, they were roped in.
Yeah, they were waiting so that they can confirm and make this woman.
Nothing.
Know?
There's nothing.
Bastard 99 must be shattered wherever he is, bro.
Why?
I get his talk or Sakai.
How CP? CP's dog. The tent.
Now Poppy.
Thanks, yeah.
Gosh. Yo. Hey, don't bump into Bastard gigs. Bastard's coming for you, man.
Nah, I'm just kidding, man. Anything else that I'm leaving? That's it.
What's happening? I saw Royal AM, that team of Mum
Keezy. Oh, Mum Keezy.
What's going on with that team? They won. They're supposed to be qualifying promoted.
Everything basically just changed on them. So they were even like trending, in fact. Like, what's up? What was the hell?
They've been trending.
Who do you think is going to win the Euros, by the way, speaking of soccer?
I would like France, obviously, as an African team to win. All of us want France to win. But I think, look out for...
It's an African team.
Team. I mean, yeah. No jokes. But I think...
Bonjour, bonjour.
Portugal.
Portugal, ne?
Portugal, on paper... Look, we're not on paper strong teams. Like Belgium has been having the strongest team. They haven't won shit.
Yeah.
But I think Portugal could take it. But I'm rooting for France. They
no, France is
it.
Too much. Yo, France that is team good. Is... Yeah.
What's the
story?
Team.
Yeah.
Okay, so the story with Kwame Mkhize, a reality star, and wealthy businesswoman Sean Mamkize has reacted to her soccer team, Royal AMFC, losing the controversial promotion they thought they had in the bag due to a court decision. Okay, Times Live reported that Polokwane City applied to the High Court to have an arbitration overturned that deducted 3 points from the side and awarded them to Sekhukhune United. After the dismissal of the application by the courts, the PSL responded with a press statement with the updated log that Sekhukhune is NFD champions at the top.
What?
So, yeah, it changed.
How's that so why are they docking points from them?
No, I don't know what. They obviously... went to the courts and then they got the points. So it changed. You guys would know soccer. Why would such
NFD.
Happen?
Yeah, I don't follow local soccer.
Yeah,
man.
I don't. Yeah, NFD. But wait, so who won the league? Royal AM won the league.
Yes.
And then they took 3 points away from
they
them.
They took 3 points away
on
from
on what
them.
Basis? Why? Why? It doesn't say there.
No, it doesn't say.
Man, I'd love to see that team in the PSL. It would be very interesting.
Yeah.
You know? I know diehard soccer fans were like, nah, whatever, whatever. It's just like a sideshow. It's going to be a sideshow. But I'd like to see that team in the league and see
how they are. Is the hate because of she's a reality star? Like, it's...
Maybe from football purists.
Mm.
I mean, right? And it's a joke. The guy as a chairman is also playing... It's weird, but I'd like to see them there. I mean, already PSL is a joke, really.
That story you read does not make any sense.
Yeah.
It's weird, man.
But I'd like to see them in the league. Should be very interesting.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I got some announcements to make.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, it's time to announce the winners of the Teamfinity Movie Club.
Oh!
Yes, Ghost Lady, you've got the winners, ne?
Oh, we've got our winners.
Yes,
winners.
Please announce the winners there.
The winners.
I sent it to you on your WhatsApp. It should be on your WhatsApp.
Yes, you did. So the winners are, we've got 9 winners.
Wow.
Right?
Nice one.
Okay. We've got Kwena Meso.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Nosi Posika. And we have Edward Ramohlale. And then we've got... You need to help me in this one.
Yeah.
There's an XI.
Let me
check. And then Maluleke. It's Malukele. And then Sia D. Diza, and then Giovinci, and then we've got Netamar Neto, and then Nick Buhle, and then Ukuko Kolunyane.
Number 4 is
Chizuko
Maluleke.
No, Maluleke. I think it's actually Shangan. It's actually Shangan. It's
Sitsonga.
Yeah, Tonga. Yeah, Sitsonga. And it's
It's a difficult one, this one.
There's a whistle. You have to whistle. You have to whistle 2 times in that in that name. It's
Chitunzuko. Something like that.
Something like that. But yeah.
Japanese, but
welcome to the Ultimate Teamfinity Movie Club. You will be contacted soon. Congratulations to all those winners.
Nice. Yeah. Yes. There was a lot of applications. Hey?
Yeah. We got a lot, man.
Big up to the chillers.
Also, the 200K competition is still running. The competition ends 25th of June. Winner will be announced 28th of June.
Cool. So that competition is still going.
Yeah, it's still going. So
and the SMS too?
SMS chiller to 33282.
Sweet.
That's 33282. We've got a Busani Man hamper.
Dope.
Worth 4,500 rand.
Yeah.
Khabula Craft Gin at 500 rand.
Oh, nice. Dope.
And then Batu Sneakers at 1,200
rand. Nice.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Ooh. And that's about it, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Podcast and Chill. Make sure you subscribe. We're looking for blessers. If you want to bless us.
Oh, yes. We're looking for brown envelopes. Brown envelopes. We accept.
We accept brown envelopes.
Me. You guys will take.
No,
not
no,
me.
We yeah, take, no. We we'll take. We take lightly. We take brown envelopes and look out for the ladies' podcast show.
Oh, what's happening? On the ladies' podcast? Yeah. What's happening on the ladies' podcast this week?
We're gonna be having another conversation.
Mm.
Check it out.
Oh yeah, and have you guys not watched After Chillers with DJ Jones yet?
Man, I need to watch After Chillers. I always miss it, bro.
You always miss it,
and it's fun, right?
Oh fuck, like, it's amazing.
Oh. I need to check it out, man. Fuck.
I just check it on the comments. Like, I still need to really like listen, watch.
Yeah,
man.
Make sure you check out After Chillers every Tuesday night live at 10 p.m.
And just big up to all the other shows. You know? We've got the one with Bougie, like
Queer Way of Life. The
Queer Way of Love.
Now check it out, man. Yeah. 10. There's no Euro games happening.
And there's Hangouts. No, there's Black Friday, guys.
Yeah, we're growing.
We're growing.
Growing.
Yeah.
Yo, we almost lost Christian Eriksen. Flip. Did you see that?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yo, that was fucking scary, man. You know, it's always scary when you watch a footballer and they down.
I saw that trending.
Crazy, bro. But I thought it would get up, man. You know, ever since Nokia bought them, you think an Eriksen can survive 1-4?
No, why did you took us
there? What the fuck is going on with this?
Hey, we are here, man. Podcast and chill. What's happening, Gosley? What are they saying?
No. It's about AKA.
What about AKA?
He said he's retiring from music. Now he's back to music, and then he took out a song.
Uh-huh.
I
saw that he's got a song dedicated to Anelli, right?
Yeah.
Oh, is the song out?
Yeah. I haven't listened to the song. I saw that.
It's not out.
It's not out yet.
Yeah, there's some snippets, basically.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Is it?
Anyway, we out here, man. Podcast and chill. Boom!
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.